Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 2nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki met with the leaders of Estonia and Lithuania yesterday to discuss the ongoing migration crisis on NATO's eastern border. Morawiecki is set to visit over a dozen other European countries, including Latvia, to discuss the ongoing migration crisis at the Polish border with Belarus and Russia's increased military presence near the Ukrainian border. While in the region, Morawiecki visited the Polish border near the village of Krynki to meet with members of the Polish Border Guard, or Straż Granica. Via a post on Facebook, Morawiecki issued assurances that the Polish Border Guard would act without interruption and in all possible areas, regardless of the day of the week or time of the day. And so it will be until the situation is successfully resolved. Polish government officials, including Prime Minister Morawiecki, are urging Poles to get vaccinated as the country tackles the fourth wave of the coronavirus pandemic. As of Friday, over 20 million initial doses of COVID-19 vaccines had been administered in Poland, with more than 20.2 million people registered as being fully inoculated against the infection. According to data from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, Poland ranks in the bottom five of EU countries for full vaccination rates, just above Croatia and below Estonia. In comments on Friday, Prime Minister Morawiecki appealed to Poles to get vaccinated, as it is the best way to combat the coronavirus. Each of us and our relatives can contribute to overcoming the pandemic. On Sunday, the Ministry of Health confirmed 18,883 new coronavirus infections and reported an additional 41 deaths. There are currently over 16,000 COVID-19 patients in hospitals, including nearly 1,500 patients connected to ventilators. However, this number is still lower than the same time a year ago, when over 22,000 patients were hospitalized due to COVID-19, with over 2,000 on ventilators. The Polish men's chess team won a historic bronze medal yesterday at the 23rd annual European Team Chess Championship in Slovenia. The historic win came after the team, led by team captain and Polish grandmaster Bartosz Soczko, decisively beat Georgia on the last day of the tournament, marking the first time Poland has ever placed on the podium in open competition. The victory made good on an earlier promise made by another team member, Jan Krzysztof Duda, who announced in an interview with PAP before the championship that the team was going to Slovenia for a medal. And an important note for commuters in Gdańsk, from Sunday, November 21st to Saturday, November 27th, SKM trains will not stop at Gdańsk Stocznia due to scheduled repairs to the stairs connecting the platform to the footbridge. In the interim period, the Public Transport Authority in Gdańsk announced that ZM buses and trams running between Dworzec Główny to Gdańsk Politechnika will honor SKM Trójmiasto tickets and passes valid for this route. The new stairs will be safer, with the staircase itself stretching an additional 2 meters to make the steps less shallow and easier to navigate. Instead of the existing wooden planks, the new structure will also be made of steel, with anti-slip treads made of checkered plates built in. Additional renovations and overall modernization of the SKM Gdańsk Stocznia stop is scheduled to begin next year.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a chance for rain showers throughout the afternoon and a strong breeze coming in from the north and east. Temperatures will peak around a high of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping overnight to a low of 1 degree centigrade or 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar cloudy, wet weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for clearer skies and additional sunshine later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.